Hello and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. This is April 27th, 2008, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. In the news from Nikon, Nikon has topped the 2008 Technical Image Press Association Awards with wins for the D3 and the D300, as well as the Nikkor 14-24mm f/2.8 zoom lens. So if you'd like to read more about those awards and Nikon's achievements, please check out the news blog. As part of celebrating our 8th anniversary here at Nikonians, a totally revamped podcast page has been published. You can check it out and see if you like it better at podcasts.nikonians.org. It's a much easier layout, and I think it looks pretty cool. So why don't you check that out, especially if you're just downloading these podcasts as a feed. Sometimes you might want to check out the blogs and all of that, so give that a look. Moving on into the forums, Nikonian Tropical Poppy is looking for an assistant for several weddings this summer in West Sussex in the UK and says that equipment can be provided if necessary. So if you're going to be in the West Sussex area this summer, please give Tropical Poppy a shout, and I have the link for that in the blog. Now, some of you have been wondering what's going on with a photo contest for 2008, and well, that contest is coming soon. The Best of Nikonians is the new contest, and it's going to be 1 month-long entry periods and all open categories, so you're not going to be bound by any subject restrictions, but there are a few rules and guidelines, as it were, in order to enter, so check that out, and there's a thread right there in the cafe for you that'll take you anywhere you want to be, especially if you're unfamiliar with the layout of where the contest pages are. That has the best links for you, and you can find out all the information, and it starts on the 1st of May, so you got a couple of days, depending on when you download this podcast, to check that out and start getting some pictures ready. A few other popular threads, or interesting threads, going on in the cafe right now are UK photography in public places. If you live in the United Kingdom, why don't you check that out? There's definitely some interesting threads and concepts and some posts in there that have some pretty good information about the basic guidelines, the basic actual rules out there in the UK for taking pictures. And there's even a link to a neat little PDF file that you can print off and take with you, and if you get bugged and you know you're doing nothing wrong, you can show that to somebody, and it might get you out of a little bit of trouble. And another thread going on is called The Arrogant Professional Photographers. Kind of interesting. None of us here at Nikonians would claim anybody is arrogant, but I'm sure everybody knows one or two of those, so check that out if you have a few minutes. Now, continuing still the celebration of our 8th anniversary, the forum of the week this week is the new infrared and ultraviolet photography forum. So if you're into IR or ultraviolet, or you want to get into it, why don't you check out that thread that's dedicated just to those few topics. My choice photo of the week is snapshot from Iraq, so take a look at that and definitely read a little bit about the story behind that picture, and especially the story behind that Nikonian. It's pretty interesting. Now, once again, it's time for the contest because, well, I'm all about contests sometimes, and I like giving stuff away. So thank you for all of your entries so far, and the winners of a Nikonian's cap and a Nikonian's pro strap this week are Clarence Lau from Honolulu and Dovnal Dodds. I really, really hope I pronounced your name right. I'm not so good at the Gaelic yet, and he's from Scotland. And the winner of the cap and the tripod leg wraps is Chris Charlesworth from West Yorkshire in the UK. So congratulations to the three winners, and I am still taking entries. So send me your story about how you got into Nikon, how you found Nikonians, and let's tweak it a bit this week and tell me what Nikonians has done for you. and I'll pick three more winners next week. So get your entries in by, oh, let's see, get those entries in for me by, let's say, Friday the 2nd of May at, oh, 5 p.m. Eastern time in the U.S. And those of you who live in different time zones, just calculate accordingly. And so all you have to do is send me an email to newsflash@nikonians.org, something about the contest in the subject line, and I'll make sure I read that. And best of luck to everyone. Well, that does wrap it up for me this week. In the meantime, while you're waiting for the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash, make sure to cruise the forums, give us your feedback, and if you haven't yet, update your membership, because that's what keeps us going strong these past 8 years, and we want at least another 8 more. So, thanks for tuning in, and I will be back next week with the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash.